Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I've been completely and utterly inundated with these Dublin Web Summit heads. Every way I turn, I've got bloody developers, I've got coders, I've got entrepreneurs, startups, I got funders, I got bloody tech journalists, and I met two ordinary guys. And I'm so glad they're not even going to the Web Summit, right? Can you please tell me that the Web Summit is a load of bollocks?
The Web Summit is a load of bollocks.
Right. Can you say the Web Summit is a load of bollocks?
But the Web Summit is a load of bollocks.
You believe it? I you heard that inflection in the voice, right, guys? Hey, tell me, it's too expensive. Yes, it isn't worth it, right? You're only here to support your mate, and you think he's bonkers for going? Is that?
I'm
right?
Definitely here to support my mate, but mostly to help him drink these pints.
I know nothing about the Web Summit, but I got a text asking if I was going for a drink. I said yes.
Did somebody say the drink was free?
No.
You had to buy your own?
Yep.
Are you both Dublin?
Could you?
Yeah.
Wicklow.
I'm Wicklow. But you're Wicklow, but where do you live now?
Adamstown, out in Lucan.
Adamstown County?
Out in Lucan. It's Dublin. It's Dublin.
There are people listening to this in Vancouver and they haven't a clue where you're talking about. So can you just be a little bit more specific?
Dublin.
Dublin.
And will you just speak pure Dublin? Tell me a story, Dublin. I mean, I'm fed up of all this tech stuff. Just tell me a story about Dublin.
A story about Dublin.
In Moore Street. You can start anywhere you like, yeah. Right? Any old story about Dublin.
Tell him about the
whore in the jacuzzi or the spire in the fire or that kind of stuff, right?
I actually have no stories.
Yeah, talk about the bridges.
The bridges, no, that's not my scene. That's Anthony's scene. Anthony
but
knows a lot about the
bridges. He's going to
the
Web Summit. We don't want to talk to a guy who's going to the Web Summit, right? Actually, tell me something. In let's just talk plain Dublin. What do you think the Web Summit is all about, by the way?
What do I think it is? Well, from what you're saying, it's kind of a...
No, don't mind me. Before you ever met me, what did you think it was about this morning when you were shaving? I didn't notice you shaved.
I didn't even
know
it existed this morning.
Right. You never, ever heard of Paddy Cosgrave?
I've heard of, but I have no idea in what context I remember that name. I just know that name from somewhere.
You probably saw him on Twitter.
Maybe,
do you use Twitter?
Yeah.
Why on God's name does a sensible Dublin man who has no interest in the Web Summit bother using bloody Twitter?
Because I like being social, and Twitter has been quite a social outlet for me. Like, I've met a lot of people from Twitter in real life. And
I mean, ordinary people who use Twitter as opposed to people who work for Twitter.
Yeah.
And you actually met them in real life?
Yeah. Like, there's occasionally a thing called a tweet-up, which people just go to a pub most of the time and drink. And because everybody already knows each other from Twitter, there's no awkward, like, hi, how are you? Who are you? It's more, oh, hey, I remember talking to you before, so let's have another conversation.
Do these tweet-ups happen in different places in Dublin, or do they all happen in one part?
There's a couple of, like, local, inverted commas, pubs that are used. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I used to live in Dublin for 7 years, but it was a long time before Twitter was invented.
Mm.
So where are the pubs in Dublin where you get a Twitter meetup?
Well, the last one I was asked was in McGrattan's on Baggot Street.
That's right, city centre. City centre, off Grafton Street, yeah.
And then the other one was in the Law Society, which is also off Grafton Street, but the opposite direction.
I was kind of wondering, because you know Dublin, like many cities, has got a north side and a south side.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't marry across the other side of the city.
Pretty much, yeah.
Where are the tweet-ups in the north side?
Your house.
My house, yeah.
Are you a south sider?
I'm very south side, Wicklow.
Yeah, and you actually talk to each other, right? Are there any tweet-ups in Wicklow?
We tolerate each other.
Are there tweet-ups in Wicklow?
Do you know what? There was a group of them, I think maybe six people met up for drinks one night down in the Bridge Tavern in Wicklow, just purely having met on Twitter and never met outside of that. But it really was about six people.
There's a guy I know, I would call him a friend even though I have never met him. His name is Tim Nelligan. on Twitter, he's TN Teacher Tim. He lives in Wicklow. And I'm actually going to see him tomorrow night, right? For the first time. We've been in touch via Twitter for I don't know how many years. He lives in Wicklow, you see? So he might be interested in a tweet-up, meet-up in Wicklow. And he would know other people in... Now, he'd be a lot older than you. I mean, he's really old. He's got to be at least 40.
And he's definitely going to be listening to this, yeah?
Absolutely. I'm going to make sure that I send it to him.
Much older than you.
So, much older really much older than
I'm only a youngster.
So, I mean, these tweet-ups, surely they're... you don't want... certainly, you wouldn't want old... You know, you'd want to keep them your own age group, wouldn't you?
No, they... That's a wonderful very, thing like... I think people from, I don't know, 18 up to 45, 50 go to them. Like, just, and...
After 50, you might as well forget them anyway, because, Jesus, they have nothing interesting to say, do they?
Oh, yeah, they do, but no.
That's, you're right,
My housemate's mother... Granny Mar, she's been to many of the tweet-ups.
You know Granny Mar?
Oh, very well.
You know Granny Mar?
Very well.
The great Granny Mar?
Yeah. I have a Granny Mar toy boy badge.
I know Granny Mar.
Yeah, well?
No.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
But enough to probably have exchanged a few tweets.
There we go.
And
yep,
for all I know...
Well, she's an avid tweeter, and she's six.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's younger than me.
No, she's not.
No. I know. Anyway, you know, but there's even an organisation in Ireland called something like Age Action, and they had an award for people who had got grey hair.
Don't even.
Says he, looking very carefully at these
don't
young people,
look.
Right? Hey, come on, look, what did you think of the website? I heard that this man never had a clue what it was about.
No, I used to work in the industry, so I'm well aware of what it is.
What is the industry? You used to work for the employer called the Internet.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, kind of. I used to work for the Irish Internet Association.
You're joking. There's a woman who's the chief executive of that. Her name is Joan Mulvihill. Now, I had a taxi ride with her. I do not know her, right? So I can speak with complete freedom, right? And neither do I know anything about her reputation, but I did actually do a taxi journey. She picked me up in a taxi with several other people.
That sounds like Joan.
With Donald Cahalan and John Peavoy, who's across the table. John, can you confirm that Joan Mulvihill once picked you and me up in a taxi?
Picked us up?
And Gordon Murray.
In a taxi?
Yes. From Houston Station.
In the IIA limousine. The stretch limousine. Yes, absolutely.
The Internet Association are funded by Bill Gates and and various other people like that. They have oodles of money, by the way. Hey, you used to work for them. What did you used to do with them? Or is that a leading question?
No. I was there as a maternity leave for a period of time. I did anything and everything. General dog spray.
Now, you're going to tell me you were the CEO of the chief everything officer, were you?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's actually quite impressive, but you're being very modest, right? And then... But you gave up all this internet stuff because it's a load of baloney, right? And you became what, a farmer, or do you grow tomatoes? What do you do nowadays?
I work in Intel.
Oh, you do fish and chips? You do chips? He's a fish and chip merchant from Intel, right? That's a new. Is that an American fish and chip company in Ireland?
They're a small startup. I'm sure they'll do well tomorrow.
Are they pitching tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think they're into micro things, making things very, very small, you know? So they're probably in the Spark area or something like that, are they?
I think you had it right with the chips.
Okay, so look, you work in Intel. I thought Intel have a place in the middle of Ireland, miles away from an urban centre. Am I wrong?
Why do you think it took me so long to get here?
Because you came on a donkey and cart.
Pretty much. Well, it felt like that. It's Irish rail.
Now, you're probably big into sustainability in Intel, and you probably have company bicycles. Is this correct?
I could do with one. The site's like, I don't know, 5 miles long or something.
Is it bigger than the EMC site in Cork?
I have no idea.
Oh, neither have I. I haven't been there. I was just hoping. I know people in EMC who might listen to this. That's why I was asking.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of.
Do these?